today is Daf Yud Ches. We're actually on Yud Ches. We're on second line. Second line, Daf Yud Ches. Today's share is sponsored by Kenny and Brooke in Norrisburg. Lilinishmas Moshe Dov. Ben Shal Pimpus, who's your study today. And the learning should be in Aliyah Chris Mashal. Neima, let's say, Kitanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokas Tanoi. What's a Machlokas Tanoi? This issue about whether it's possible to be a Mitzam Tim or not is a Machlokas Tanoi. What does Mitzam Tim mean? Can be exact. Can two things happen at the same time? Can one mace be exactly equidistant in two cities? Exactly. Is that possible? So, Nimsa, Machadim, and Shdei Yarod, let's say you find the mace exactly between two cities. Loha you orphan. They would not do Egla Rufa. But Tanakama says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, stay in Medios, stay Agolos. Each city would bring one. So they bring a total of two? My lab, how can I flee? What are they arguing in? Tanakama Savar, Iyakshal Samte. Tanakama hold, Iyakshal Samte. It's impossible. So as Rashi said, top Rashi. Second line there, Hilka. Therefore, Loha you orphan. They would not do Egla Rufa. The Chol Achaz Omeris, Ani Krova. Ani Ani Krova. Each one gives it, I'm not the one. If Trouble Yashiv, why is neither of them bringing it? Suffic Doraisa. Suffic Doraisa. Are you close? Are you not? The measurement said you're close. You're the close. But the measurement also the other one is. How could on earth, so no one has to do anything? How could that be possible? Suffic Doraisa. That's Trouble Yashiv's question. So his son, the Yad Bin Yamin, said like this, that there's such a thing as, the chiyuv of Egla Rufa only kicks in when there's a medida. You have to actually go out and measure. Let's say it's five feet from one city, and the next city is 20 miles away. So there's no child in the city. But until you do the medida, this doesn't kick in. Because if there's no medida that's clear, it's not considered a medida. Therefore, the medida never kicks in, and there's no fear. That's the answer. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer suffer. Rabbi Eliezer holds. Actually, it's something. It's possible. Therefore, the medida kicked in. Everything's good. And each city's got to bring one. So much as the Tispera. Is that possible? If it's impossible, then I might lower your orphan. Why aren't you doing anything? That at least, if you add Adla Achas for short fits, do a partnership, be it new. Make it tonight. If I'm the city that has to do it, then my partner is just coming along for the ride. And if they're the ones, I'm coming along for the ride. Do that. Ella, Lahani Tanai, Dekulama, Efshul something. No. Everybody hold Efshul something. It must be everybody hold Efshul something. Bahaka, what's the Shaila? The Krova, below the Krova is coming for you. The Shaila is it possible to have two cities? The Torah says, Ha'ir HaKrova, not Krovos. So does that mean only one city, or even if you have two cities? Tanaka b'tzavar krova lo krovos. You can have two cities. Rabbi Eliezer tzavar krova filu krovos. You can even have two cities, Tanaka. That's what you're arguing about. This has nothing to do with actual Tam Seminar. My Haviala, what's the bottom line over here? Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Tana, we learned. Nimtza v'chavein ben shtei ayaros. What happens if it's between two cities, right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shtei Medios, Shtei Agolos. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. He says each city brings one for a total of two. The Chacham Omer, Yaviu Egla Achas, Beshutus V'yasnu. Do it with partnership. Right? My Kasavi Rabbanon. So what do the Rabbanon hold? E Kasavi Rabbanon, Efshel Tamtaim. If they hold it's possible to be Mitzamtaim, the Krova, Afilu Krovos, then Laisi Tarsi, they should bring two. Each one should bring one. E krova below krova. But if krova means not krova, then afilu chadalo laisi. You shouldn't know what you bring any. Why bring one in partnership? El alav shmamina, kasav rabbanon, e efshul tamtein. It's impossible. Afilu bide adam, even if it's a man made issue like measuring, shmamina, that's the raya. Okay? Now, Rav Tarfon Omer, HaKoed Borolo Etayafa. Rav Tarfon said, so let's say you have two animals, and you're not sure, and they're both Makar. Two animals gave birth to two Sorry, that's not the case. I'm sorry. We have a suffix. The mother gave birth to twin boys. One for sure is a bechor. So Tarfon said to get the better one. Why? Why is he calling it the better one? Why? So Tarfon said, my time, why? My time during Tarfon, Kasafi, I would debari, not for Bereshah. Because Mistama, the healthy one, came up first. Therefore, the healthy one goes to the Kohen. Okay? Because Rabbi Kiva over Omer Meshamdin. Rabbi Kiva is going to say that the Kohen gets the weaker one. Now, I translated that as Rabbi Kiva Omer Meshamdin. What does Meshamdin mean in English? What is that? Oil? Fat. What does that mean? So that means what we're going to translate to mean is that the coin gets the less special one. The coin's from Tyrophone, the coin gets the better one. Why? There's a presumption the better one comes up first. On other days, the Tyrophone's going to retract that. Rabbi Akiva says, he gives a very funny word, Mishamshin. So that means one of two things. Either the coin gets the worst one, or the coin gets one, then it gets the difference in price between the better one and the worse one. That's the alternative meaning we're talking about right now. So, the coin gets the weaker one. That's what Rabbi Kiva meant. The coin gets the weaker one. But it says Meshamnin Beneihen. That doesn't mean the coin gets the weaker one. Rabbi Kiva would have said that. Rabbi Tarfon was very clear what he meant. He said the coin gets the better one. So why did Rabbi Kiva say, no, I disagree, the coin gets the worse one? That's what he said. He said Meshamshin, right? That's right, which seems to imply some kind of divvying up. That whichever one the coin gets, I don't know, he gets either one. Yeah, let's take a cheshbon. What's the difference in price? Split that in half also. Suffolk, the coin should get half. That seems to be what Akiva meant. You had the worst one, why didn't he say it? So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan answers that to Chiyah Baraba, Adachalta Kafnaisa Bebavel Targimna Viseifa. Because Rashi says to Smith as follows. Look at Rashi. Adachalta Kafnaisa Bebavel. Because you were eating dates in Bebavel. So Rashi says, Be'ocha Yisa Ochel Tmarim Bebavel. When you were eating dates in Bebavel, Uma'adon Atmacha, and you were pleasuring yourself, right, you were enjoying yourself in Bavel, you didn't learn right. Okay? Right? Why am I reading that, Rashi? Because Tosfos argues. Have Tosfos argue. Listen to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Adachalta kafnaisa Bavel targimna. Pirish Bekudesh, Rashi explained, you know what that meant? He was asking him. He said, when you were living it up in Bavel, right? So it says Tosfos, it was difficult for you to figure out the pshat, right? Because you were too busy enjoying yourself. The chain parasha b'nei Shmuel b'perek base for b'kasha. The havelel minkat tomorrow. Then why didn't he say tomorrow? What kind of word is kafnaisa? You know what kafnaisa means? It means bad day. The rashi doesn't make any sense. Were you living it up eating bad stuff? Right? Kafnaisa, hulash and griusa. Kafnaisa means bandy. Kedama perish called by Arvin. The kafnios ain the kichos pekesef meiser. Right? You can't even buy that with meiser because nobody eats that. Bad stuff. So what did he mean? As he meant, El Amar Ben Otam, Hachifirusho. Mutav, Shiyalach, Lios, Eitz, Li. It would have been much better had you hung out with me. Vulatroach, Behilchas, Bahalachos, Ulafarsham. You were learning wrong side of Baba. Not you were enjoying yourself. No, you were learning wrong side. Now, hung out with me, you learn right shot. You were over there, learning wrong shot, eating the bad stuff. Right? It's amazing how, right? It's amazing shot. So what was Rashi thinking? Rashi was thinking, okay, so you used a funny lesson, but he still meant he was living it up. That's not what he's doing. He wasn't knocking about living it up. He's knocking. He learned wrong shot. Anyway, either way, Diktani Sefer, because the Sefer said, right? Diktani Sefer, Meis echad mehem. What if there were two, and then one of them died? Now what do you do? There were two bechors, now one of them died. So Rav Tarfon Omer Yachloku. Rav Tarfon says, divide it in half. Rav Yakiva Omer, Hamotzi Mechaveru, all of Araya. Right, we're going to do this on Amud Beis, this case. Now, Esau Kedazich Meshamne Beinehem, right? If Rabbi Akiva meant Esau Kedaita, the Meshamne Beinehem, that Meshamne Beinehem means the Chihadri Pligi, that you give one and then you divide the difference in price in the other one, if that's what it meant, Hachanami, Liplo Gabi Hadadi. Then if one died, why don't you do the same thing? Why did Rabbi Akiva then wasn't meant to be all over right now? Gives you the same answer. The answer is, you should agree with the paraphrase. Ella, Maya Meshamdin. What does Meshamdin mean? Shuman Yiyye B'neihem. There should be an evaluation between them. Meaning, Damalei L'Kohen, Aisi Raya D'Bacharhu, B'Shakol. Prove to me it's the Bachar, and take it. You can't prove to me it's the Bachar. Therefore, if there are two, you get the weaker one. You're entitled to one of them. So the weaker one you'll get. You want the better one? Prove to me it's the Bachar. Prove to me. What about retirement? Scott, we're going to reject it anyway. Retirement is going to reject that. The better one comes out first. So what's the story here? You want one? Prove it to me. So there's only one? Why should we split it? Why should we split it? According to Rabbi Akiva. I'm a shaman. That doesn't mean to split it. No. That means you make a determination. What's the determination? You get nothing. We have two, you get one. Which one? The weaker one. Good? Okay. Next. This is very hard. The Gemara, the Mishnah said, "Vasheni yira adchi istoiv, tchayev matanot, Rabbi Yosi poter." That means like this: there were two animals born. There were two animals born. One second. There were two animals born. Oh, what's the case? We're not sure. Right. There were two animals born. We're not sure which one's the Bechar. He gave one to the Kohen. You keep one. Now, the one you keep, you can't eat it. You have to wait for it to get a mum. Why? Because maybe that's the Bechar. So you have to wait for it to get a mum. Then you can eat it. Okay? If it's the Bechar, it now has a mum, no carbon. If it's not the Bechar, then having the mum doesn't make a difference. It doesn't affect it at all. You get the story? You can't just treat it like you want because it could be that it's the Bechar. We have no idea. It's a suffix. You gave one to the Kohen, suffix. You kept one. You have to get a mum. Now, you have to give matanos after it has the mum. You have to give matanos to a Kohen. So, the machlokes, right? The Tanakhama said you do. And the Yossi said you don't. Okay? Now, here we go. You ready? My time of the Reb Meir. What's the reason for Reb Meir? So Rashi says, Tanakhala must be Reb Meir. So what's the reason for Reb Meir? That what? You don't have to give Matano. I'm sorry. You do have to give Matano. Right? What's the reason for Reb Meir? By the way, there's no Matano type of car. Okay, no Matano type of car. So what's going on? So I have to give Matano. Right? So, I'm Reb Yochanan. Hovel the coin ball of Mishnei Tzadim. Because the coin knocks on your door and says to you, you have an animal here. Either way, I'm entitled to the matana. Why? Either I'm entitled to the entire animal, if it's a Bukhar, or I'm entitled to the matana if it's not a Bukhar. So Mamana Shak of Matanos I get.
I have even another animal. Even another animal.
Right? I'm supposed to ask that question. Even another animal. What's going on here? Right, so you have to suspend that animation. But forget that other animal.
What?
Exactly. So we gave you an animal. We gave you a misafik. So now what are you doing here? What do you mean you're coming here mishnei tzadim? You're right. If I wouldn't have given you the other animal, then you're right. Either I get the whole animal, or I get the matano. So either way, I get the matano. But here, what's going on here? You get the animal already. That's what Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi is going to say, you got an animal. Go home. The answer is, because the other animals only misafik. We don't know which one's the makor. So we gave you one. We don't have no idea. And you come back and say, listen. What? What do you mean? But what did he get? We don't know what he got. See, standing here, this is either a Bechor or it's not a Bechor. If it's a Bechor, I'm entitled to it. If it's not a Bechor, I'm entitled to the Matanos. Ah, you gave me an animal? Yeah, that's telling me something. The question is much better than the answer. The article talks about it, I didn't look. Right? Amalei, I Bechor have a kul didihu. If it's a Bechor, this animal right here, the whole thing belongs to me. I lo Bechor hu, have the Matanos minei. If it's not a Bechor, I'm looking down for the Matanos. How does Rabbi Yossi get out of it? Rabbi Yossi gets out of it in a brilliant way. Rabbi Yossi, my timer. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Amar, he says like, Amar Rav, he says like this. Asu ein zoche ki zoche. They treat ein zoche like zoche. What Rabbi Yossi says is as follows. You, Mr. Cohen, are entitled to one animal. I don't know which one. I want to give you one animal and then see you again. I don't want you to come knocking on my door on the second one and ask for the Matanos, me, Mano Chuck, you're entitled. No, I want to get rid of you. Now, how am I going to get rid of you? Suffer. I'm going to make you sell the idea that it's a Bechor on the one I'm giving you. That's what those words mean. That's not what they mean literally. That's what the explanation is. I'm going to make a transaction with you. I'm selling you this animal. What are you paying for it with? You're paying for it with the idea that you're treating it as a Bechor. Therefore, asu ena zocha kizocha, right? You're not really zocha to it because it's a suffix. But we're going to treat it as if you're zocha, as if it's a real, genuine, bona fide bechor. The afagafdil amatzul yaday, even though you never got it, actually you got it. Kenan de matzul yaday, the zavne li yisrael b'mume, as if you sold it back. In other words, it's a sale, not a bechor anymore. It's a sale. The kohen gets his one animal and he goes home. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'hadar," and then shakle le'ida chilufei. The Jew takes the other one. U'bechar shemachru kohen liYisrael, and the din is that a bechar that a kohen sells to a Yisrael, peturim in amatanos, de'ikish tzivayel beperakama. In other words, they made some kind of transaction over here where the Jew is buying and selling one animal. He buys one, sells one. So therefore, the Kohen has no more tainus, and the Jew doesn't have to give matanos. We don't know which animal it is. We have no idea. So we make this whole concoction to get the Kohen away from him. The Kohen has no more tainus, and the Jew doesn't have to give matanos. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yossi said, in a nutshell. How exactly this kingdom works, I don't know. But that's what they do. That's how they don't do anything. The Jew says, here's one out of the two animals. Suffix, here's one of the two, have a nice life. What's the legal, the halakha behind it? Some whole concoction where there's no more time. The coin can't ask for another one, can't even ask for matanos, and the Jew has no chiyuv to give matanos. Okay? Good? Since that's true, I'm Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar says, Hakol Modim, everybody would agree that the suffix Bechor, let's say there's only one Bechor, right? She'en Khalif and Biad Kohen. This doesn't just fly by one animal. What if there's only one animal? Why is it a suffix? I don't know. You're not sure if the mother ever gave birth before. Whatever, it's a suffix by one animal, right? We said, for example, the Sefer says, the Zachar and the Kiva, the Kohen gets nothing. Why does the Kohen get nothing? Because it's something. Maybe there's a cable key out there. So the Kohen gets nothing. Right? But however, Chayev Matanos. Maybe Chayev Matanos. That's right? Exactly. That's not a Bechor. It's a something. It's a something. Maybe the Bechor came back. It's a something. The problem is, the Kohen is entitled to zero. The only time Rabbi Yossi said this whole shtick was when the coin's entitled to one. When's he entitled to one? When the twins were born, right? He's entitled to one. No, The only case that Rabbi Yossi didn't hold stiff, two animals. What? Two males were born as twins. Why did we give one? No, that can't be. So why did we give one to a Kohen? What was that case? What was the case? What? Right, when they came out at the same time. They came out at the same time. So now we had a whole discussion about Epsilon Tantem or not. That's what it was. They gave birth to twins. So we said the Kohen gets one for sure. Right? The Kohen gets one for sure. Right, in the case of twins, the Kohen gets one for sure. But if one of the twins is a girl, the Kohen gets nothing. Now, if the owner had twins and one of them is a girl, the Kohen doesn't get a Bechor. Doesn't get it. Does the Kohen get Matar? Absolutely. Absolutely. Says Rabbi Elazar, this whole legal fiction that Rabbi Yossi said, that's only when the Kohen is entitled to one. If the Kohen is not entitled to one, of course the Kohen gets Matar. Does that make sense? No? A little bit has to do with it. Because if there's no matanos, there's no matanos on Bechor. So what he's saying is, there's no Bechor here at all. There's no Bechor here at all, therefore the Kohen can get matanos. So isn't that obvious? Right? Isn't that obvious? The Gemara says, Hakol modim besafek Bechor, she'en chalipin biyad Kohen. We don't make this fake transaction between the Kohen and the Yisrael. Therefore, shechayim matanos. Shechayim matanos. Hakol modim man. Who do we mean to include by that? Everyone agreed. Who's everyone? Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi said that when there are two animals and the Kohen is entitled to one, you do make this chalif in exchange to get the Kohen away from him. So pshita, is that obvious? Pshita is obvious, no? It's obvious. The only reason why there's no matanos is because we did this chalif in shtick. There's no such thing as chalif when the Kohen doesn't get anything. So of course the chayav matanos. What's the chiddush? You hear this? So the Gemara answers. Ad kan lo kafatir of Yossi Hasam el de Khalifin de Biad Kohen Dasa Shaina Kazocha Kazocha. Aval Khalifin Biad Kohen lo. But Aval Ain Khalifin Biad Kohen lo. But if there's no Khalifin, then of course it's obvious the Kohen gets the Matanos. Why? Because he didn't get any Bechor. So of course it's obvious. Why does the Rebbe Lozer have to say that? So obvious. So the Gemara answers, no. Mazatema, I would have thought, time of Rebbe Yossi, the reason why Rebbe Yossi held, that there's no matanos, not because he held as a chalikim. That's not the reason. The reason he held there's no matanos is a gzeira. The gzeira is, see, the chayev is la matanos, if you chayev the matanos, then we're going to stop from working. If the Jew thinks to himself, I know that when I shepherded this animal, I had twins, I gave one to the Kohen. Now this one, I have to give my tunnels. I know that. Once I have in my head, I'm giving my tunnels, I'm going to stop from working. I'm going to stop from, because I cannot let it do. Why? Maybe it's a Bechor. Just wait for it to get a moment. Since I'm afraid I'm going to work it, says Rabbi Yossi, don't give matanos. I would have thought that's the reason. That would apply even to one animal. Don't give matanos. Why? The zera. If you give matanos, we're going to think it's cool and hard to send cool. And then you're going to have to work it, and shear it, and milk it. And you're not allowed to do that. Therefore, comes along Rabbi Elazar, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because Khalifin issue, and it doesn't apply by one animal. That's why. Right? Abad after Eid Khalifin Biad Kohen, Kamash Milan, the reason why Rabbi Yossi held. The reason was nothing to do with that Gzeira. It had to do with the Khalifin issue. So Khalif, I had to tell you that, even by one animal is a Khalifin. Asks the Chidushe Basra, not sure who that is. That's a very good question. Just wait a minute. Because I'm afraid that I'm going to violate an issue of milking an animal, I'm a vassal of the mitzvah that stay of my tunnel? That was happening. I would think, since if I make him give my tunnel,
he's going to think it's chulin, and he's going to violate isurim. What isurim?
He's going to shear the bechor. He's going to milk it. Therefore, mevatel a mitzvah daraita
for the fear of being over an avera.
You ever find such a thing?
Excellent. Mevatel a mitzvah to prevent other issues. We'll see it all the time, right?
When I asked you the question, like, yeah, that's a good question. No, it's only with the shave al chasa. Sit back, don't give the matana, don't blow that shofar, right? Sit back, don't do something. You can't actively do an avera to prevent another avera. That you can't do. But to sit back and not do a mitzvah to prevent another avera, that you can do. Right? Yeah. Yeah, but he knows, I have to give the matanos. He put a tag on this animal. Matanos must go to the Kohen. So, because now he treats it as chulin, and his head is chulin. Oh, I gotta give matanos on that? That animal's chulin. I can milk it. And the truth is he can't milk it, because it's a suffix machar. So you have to wait for it to get him, and once it gets him, you can check it. It makes perfect sense. Right, so he says another pshat, he says it's okay to violate, to not do one mitzvah when you're going to prevent yourself from doing more than one aveira. In other words, how many times are you going to milk this cow? Every day you're going to milk it. Every day, another aveira, every day. Right? Every day another one. And how many mitzvahs are you being mevatel? One. That might be a good trade-off. These are questions, you know. I can't make this. It's an interesting question. But we reject, the whole thing's rejected anyway. Now, the Gemara asks, Umi Matzah Samarta Hachi? Is this even possible to say? That I would have thought that Rabbi Yossi suggested this, because that the reason why you don't give matanos is because I'm afraid that I'm going to shear it, and milk it, and work it? That's not even a chashash. Why? But Matani Seifa, the Seifa said, right? What Seifa? The Mishnah on Amad Beit, Shahaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shechalifa of Biad Kohen, Potem in a Matanos, right? Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Chalif and Biad Kohen in Chalif and Biad Kohen low. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says it in black and white. The only time I have this issue, the only time you Potem Matanos, is when there's a Chalif in Don. If there's no Chalif in Don, you're not Potem. How can you suggest it was a Zera off to Shearing? How can you suggest that? So the Gemara says, Now the Tema, I would have thought. Rabbi Yossi Lidvar of Dev America Amalei. No, the Rabbi Yossi was speaking in the world of Rabbi Meir, right? That what Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said, Yechayev Matanos in that case. That Afilu Lididi, says Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir, Afilu Ein Chalipin Biad Kohen. Right? Even if there's no Chalipin. Why? Because if you're going to give matanos, you might come to shear it. But according to you, at least admit to me, at least agree to me that when there's two animals, and I gave one to the Kohen with the Chalipin issue, they should be puttering matanos. And Rabbi Meir said, I disagree. No, I don't even hold from that. Now, the Gemara ends here, but the Shita B'Kavesa sticks in one more word, which is three words. Kamash Malan. He sticks in Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, meaning what? Therefore, Rabbi Elazar had to tell me that the reason of Rabbi Yossi was because of the Chalipin issue, right? That's only true with his Chalipin, not with his no Chalipin. Okay? Hey, good? Good? Next. Vamar Papa, Hakal Mo. Now we're going to talk about a Suffolk Meister. Now, the halacha is by Suffolk Meister. What happens to Suffolk Meister? Suffolk Meister, the Kohen doesn't get anything. Right? What do you mean Suffolk Meister? It's not going to be a Suffolk. So Rashi said, you made a mistake. You counted the animals. 6, 7, 8, 10. Then you said, then that's what you call 9, and then that's what you call 10 again, because you forgot. All things are going to be bad. So the halacha is, in such a case, the koi doesn't get anything. By the way, the koi never gets paisa. The koi never gets paisa. Only the baal gets it. You have to bring it to the carbon. There's no carbonos over here. So, Amar of Papa, call Modin Besafik Meiser. Everybody agrees by Safik Meiser. We're going to have the exact same Gemara now with Meiser. Everybody agrees that by Safik Meiser, she puts him in a matana. Here is a matana. What? What? They made a moon by Meiser or no? By Bechor. We're not talking about Bechor now. No, Meiser is totally different. The Cohen had intended to make a moon because the Cohen gets eaten in his backyard. So he gets it, right? So that, don't shy, it's not a suffix, it's a bad day before. But if it's a moon, he gets to eat in the backyard, he's invited the whole neighborhood. If it's a carbon, he's got to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, he only gets one piece. That's why. But here by Meiser, anyway, the swell eats the whole thing. Well, the question is it a carbon or not? So, Hakol Mozim B'Safik Meiser Shepatim in a Matanos. Everybody agrees by Safik Meiser, there is no Matanos. Now, who does that make sense like? A minute. I'm sorry. The case of that Safik Meiser was that after you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you got a Meiser. Before you make a red mark on it to know, he jumps back into the pen and gets mixed up with 1,000 animals. The halacha is all 1,000 animals that have to get a mum. If we're able to get a mum, why Safik Machar? Why don't we say Bakal Baro? All these reasons why we don't say Bakal Baro. Therefore, they all have to get a mum. That's the case of Safik Meiser. That Safik is not a carbon, just the opposite. It's a Safik Meiser, they are a carbon. They're all a Safik. Now we know the halacha is, there's no Matanos by Kabanos. Right? So that's what our Papa said. Hakol modim b'safik ma'aser shepotim ben amatanos. Right? Hakol modim man. Who does that come to include? It comes to include Reb Meir. Why? Because by our case of safik b'chor, he said you're chayiv in matanos. Right? Comes along with Papa, but over here Reb Meir would agree. Right? So the Gemara says pshita. Isn't that obvious? Why is that obvious? Why is it obvious? Why on earth should be chayav matanos? It's nothing. Right? So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo kabel chayav Rebeir. When did Rebeir, now he's explaining the question, when did Rebeir say chayav hasam el besafik b'char, ho'el bol of kar b'shtei tzadim? Because the coin comes from two angles. He says, either I get the whole animal or I get the matanos. Avol safik meiser lo. So my safik meiser, what kind of clay does the coin have? Right? It's a safik carbon. So the Gemara says, Mazdeim, I would have said, Taima de Reb Meir, the reason why Reb Meir said, listen to this, the reason why Reb Meir said that you should be chayiv, that you should be, I would have thought, the reason over there, by Bechor, that Reb Meir said, Yechayiv Matano, so Tishkach Torah's Matano, so you shouldn't forget such a thing as Matano. Very rare you find the Gemara say this. I always wondered about that, like, a town has a neighbor. Would it be appropriate to say one Shabbos a year, we're not going to hold from the area? In this neighborhood? No. Not in this neighborhood. You know why? Don't forget there's such a thing as Shabbos. Don't forget there's such a thing as Matanos. You can go your whole life not giving Matanos. Suffolk and all the shtick. Such a mitzvah. Don't forget it. Right? Because I would have thought that, right? Even though maybe Meir would agree with you, that you got out of Matanos. You got out of it somehow. Right? You made a khalifi and a whole shtick to get out of it. But at the end of the day, you're never going to get Matanos. What? Not never. So you're greatly minimizing your Matanos giving. That's not a good thing. It's a mitzvah of the Torah. Therefore, afilu safek meiser nami. Then maybe even in the case where there was a safek meiser, same story. If it's thousand, you're not going to give down 1,000 matanos? Why? Because one animal jumped back in? That's a very, very small meal. Maybe even Mayor would say, you know, what's the given? What's the downside? It's cooling. I thought it was cooling. What's the downside? The downside is cheap. Right? That's the downside. So give it. Kamash Malan, no way. Kamash Malan, no matanos by Safek Maizor. Right? So to me, matzah matzah, is that even possible to say? Is that even possible? Well, Katani Seifa, the Seifa said, Shai Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, call Shechalipa the Ad Kohen, Potem in a matanos. Right? Any time that there's a Chalipin, you're Potem in a matanos. You're a mayor, Mechayim. And Rabbi Meir said, you're Chayim. What's that a raya? How's that a raya? It's a raya because it's the reason that Rabbi Meir said, you're Chayim Matanos, is you shouldn't forget Matanos, his response to Rabbi Yossi doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? I hold that if the Chalip is Biad Kohen, you're Potter in Matanos. And Rabbi Meir says, you're Chayim. It sounds like Rabbi Meir is arguing on the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. Otherwise, Rabbi Meir should say, no, I agree with you, I argue with your mitzvah. I say you're chayev for a different reason. I say the reason you're chayev is you shouldn't forget. It's not what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir said one word, chayev. You know what that implies? That implies that he has no issue with Rabbi Yossi's reasoning. He just argues on it. You hear what the Gemara is saying? What? There's a big difference. Rabbi Yossi is yichayev and matanos. You know why? You pater matanos. Because I hold this whole chalipin thing makes you pater. What does Rabbi Meir say? No, you're chayev. It's mashma. The reason why Rabbi Meir said you're chayev is because it disputes Rabbi Yossi on this issue. Right? If Rabbi Meir held the reason was you shouldn't forget about it, what Rabbi Meir should say is, Rabbi Yossi, your whole love is irrelevant. It's irrelevant to me. I say chayev, you shouldn't forget. But Rabbi Meir didn't say that. Right? If Rabbi Meir held that way, he had to have said that. Rabbi Yossi, I hear what you're saying. It doesn't make a difference to me. Well, I hold, you shouldn't forget. That's not what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Meir said, Yechayev, it's mashma. He's disputing mamash the details of Rabbi Yossi. Which means it can't be because of the issue of forgetting. So the Gemara says, now the same, I would have thought, Rabbi Meir, I feel a suffix ma'aser machayev. Rabbi Meir says, by suffix ma'aser, you are chayev. Why chayev? So you shouldn't forget about matanos. I have a heart to commit for ghee, the Khalifin. So why does he say that? Why doesn't he argue by the Khalifin issue? So Zicha Gokha de Rabbi Yossi, because he's trying to highlight how Machmir Rabbi Yossi is. Not how Machmir, how Mekel. Da Potter of Filu Hecha, the Kohen Bala, Mishnei Tzadim. Even when the Kohen's got two kindness, Rabbi Yossi still says I'm not impressed with it. Right? Why? Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says it's a transfer. Therefore, there's no claim to it. Kabash Milan. Therefore, Papa had to come along and say, no, this whole thing is rejected, and Rabbi Meir holds, you are Potter and Matanos. Why? Because the Suffolk Meister is Potter and Matanos. Okay? Well, okay. Now, the next part of the Mishnah said, Meis Echad Mehen, Rav Parfen over Yachloku. If one of them died, so Rav Parfen says, you divide it. So says, come on, am I Yachloku? Why are you dividing it? Why are you dividing it? According to a paraphone, see which one's the better one. Next, Isham and Miss. The coin who? If the fat one died, that was the coins. The high Ikka, the Balabayat. And the cheap one stays in the Balabayat. The E, Kokosh Miss. And if the cheap one died, the Balabayat Miss. The Balabayat died. The Ha Ikka, the coin who? And this one belongs to the coin. Amr of Ami, Chazabar of Tarfon. So you see what Tarfon retracted. So one has to be better.
You hear?
Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, okay, there's no way of doing this tomorrow in 5 minutes, but we'll try. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Araya. What did Rabbi Akiva say when one died? Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Araya. Okay, now, ready? We're going to go back to the world of Baba Mitzia. Amar Abchia, Mashal Dorab Tarfin Lamad Zafar Doma. You know what Rabbi Tarfin said? Rabbi Tarfin said Yachloku. Why? Let's say I bring my animal to Stewie. Stewie's a shepherd. I bring my animal to Stewie, and Simcha brings his animal to Stewie. Right? Each of us bring our animal to Stewie, and Stewie's watching all the animals, and an animal dies. Right? I say, my animal died. I say, it wasn't my animal. You say, it wasn't your animal. Right? What kind of hamotin and chaveo olavaraya? That doesn't make any sense. What? Let's say you knew. No, you don't know. So it's a suffix. Whose animal died? What kind of hamotzi mechaver olavraya mean when I have a claim against you, right, that I have to bring a raya? Here, my issue is with the shepherd. I have an issue with the shepherd. Simcha has an issue with the shepherd. What do you mean hamotzi mechaver olavraya doesn't make any sense? No, it doesn't. Because you can't have a motzi mechaver olavraya on somebody who was not muchzak. Who was muchzak here? The shepherd. So therefore, the halacha is this halacha about metziah. The halacha is echloku. Each suffer a lot. Why? Because it's suffic, right? Maniach roe b'nei mustalik. The roe puts the animal in front of them and walks away and goes home. Right? Why? What do you mean? Motzi mechaver olavraya doesn't make any sense. Umashal de Rekiba lamad over doma. Rabbi Akiva was talking about this. Lacha chech v'neit al-bala bayit. I bring my animal to Simcha. Right? And then what happens? One animal died. I come to Simcha and I say, Simcha, give me back my animal. Simcha says, no. It died. I said, no, it didn't. Your animal died. My animal's fine. Now it's a claim of Motzi Mechaver, all of a raya. You hear the difference? You hear the difference? No, yeah. In the first case, me and Simcha each brought an animal to Stewie. He's the middleman. Stewie, both left their animals there. You come back at the end of the day, Stewie says one animal died. I say it was his. He says it was mine. But I'm going to make it over right. It was by him. So what's the halacha? Get closer. What? But the claim of a motzi nechaver all of right doesn't make any sense because my claim is on him. My claim is my tiny thing with you. It died. The accident happened. My claim's on him. No. It died by itself. It's a freak accident. My tiny isn't against it. My tiny is. My time is not a. There's no suffix that the animal died. There's no suffix. Exactly. I say it was Simcha's. Simcha says it was mine. What kind of a most blaming riot on him? He wasn't the muktzah. It was by Stewie.
Exactly.
So Stewie says, I don't know who. Here it is. Here's your animal back. It's dead. It's not my problem. Now, if you want to go through the sober, that's a separate issue. We're not talking about that issue. We're talking as between me and Simcha. As between me and Simcha. That's the issue. But the answer is, there's no... No, there isn't. Nobody was a muktzah. It was by you. What? That's very vital. As opposed to the second case, where I drop off my animal by you, Simcha's not in the picture. It's me and you. The animal died. And I said, give back my animal, Stewie. He said, no, yours died. No, yours died. No. Now... I did just change it. Now it's Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. Exactly. That's where Mechiva says, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. From conference at Yechlosu. What are they arguing about? Exactly. So Rabbi Tarfim said, if it's a Safed, Yechlosu. Rabbi Akiva held, Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. Why? We ran out of time. We'll have to pick up tomorrow. I don't know how we're going to... Tomorrow, Amud Aleph is not long at all. Tomorrow's fine. We'll be able to finish. So hold cup right here. We'll resume right here tomorrow, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good time.